Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have the Saints found a formula to generate offense with Tyler Shuck running for his life? Well, let's ask Mike Dettelier, co-host of Sports Talk here on WWL and our WWL NFL analyst. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Wasn't it nice to actually have a win for the third time this season from the Saints and not be talking about why they lost after the game?
You better believe it. And, man, you know, you sort of got a drink when it's thirsty. And that's what happened yesterday. You had an opportunity, and you took care of business on the road against Tampa. And, hey, we've talked about it so many times with Tommy. You got something. You got something there with Tyler Shuck. And you saw it yesterday. He made some plays, not only throwing it, but, Dave, I think his ability to get away from heavy traffic and to make plays with his feet.
You know, we've seen that across the league, obviously, in the last several years, where some of these running quarterbacks are successful. They get banged up a little bit, and that's a little concerning. Shuck took a couple of hits on those runs. That one 3 yards deep in the end zone, I was surprised there wasn't a flag on that one. But is this a formula for the Saints moving forward to let Shuck take off when he sees the opportunities?
Well, you got to do it now because you don't have a lot of weapons around you. So you got to, you know, kind of strike while the iron's hot here. But if your concern was about, hey, got to use that first pick in the draft on a quarterback, I think he's taken that off the board, that you can get other pieces around him to help him if it's at running back, a wide receiver, a tight end. Yes, they need to do better up front along the offensive line. But my thing with that is, you've used all these picks on offensive linemen. You got to go in free agency and get you veteran interior offensive linemen. Try to help yourself out to give him more players that you can make plays downfield with. But we didn't see a lot of this, his running skills at Louisville. I think Jeff Brohm, knowing his background and the injuries that he had at Oregon, and at Texas Tech, you didn't see much of this. And then, him getting banged up both places, you didn't have a lot of that on tape where you could see him taking off running. But he's a really good athlete, much better athlete than I thought he was to escape the traffic part of the game, which is gets congested. They're sending extra people after you, and you saw it yesterday. Even with Tampa, they have had difficulties the last few games generating a pass rush. So Todd Bowles has been sending extra people to try to help out. And he tried it yesterday against the rookie quarterback, saying, I don't think he can beat us this way. He found a way to do it.
Yeah, indeed. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Mike more about that comment he just made that the Saints now do not have to use an early round pick to get a quarterback. Well, historically, the Saints haven't done that, and they've gone offensive line, but do offensive linemen take more time to develop and grow? Is there a larger learning curve? And should the Saints go after these skill positions and, like Mike said, try to find veteran offensive linemen in trades and free agency? We'll expound on that conversation when we come back. You're welcome to join us in the conversation at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line. We'll take your texts and your calls if you want to chat with Mike. After a Saints victory, man, that feels good. On a Monday morning, we haven't had this to say very often this season. But, yeah, after a Saints victory, I'm also going to pick Mike's brain about Tulane and their battle against Ole Miss coming up in the playoffs after we check on WWL traffic. An upset victory for your black and gold as they go into Tampa and come away with a win. Two rushing touchdowns for quarterback Tyler Shuck. And Mike Dettillier is with us, as he is every Monday here on WWL, as we take a look back at what happened in Sunday's game. And Mike, you made an interesting comment earlier that the Saints now do not have to worry about drafting a quarterback in the first round. So they have this history of not doing that anyway, of drafting linemen. Do linemen take longer to develop? Do they not come out of college ready for the pros compared to maybe some of the other skilled positions? Because it really has not worked out well for the Saints.
Well, Kelvin Banks Jr. has come in at left tackle. Almost immediately, he took over the left tackle spot.
So that's an exception.
Taliase Fuaga, they drafted him last year. He had never played left tackle before. He was just starting left tackle. Now you've got him on the right side. He's battled some injuries this year. Again, I think it's not about the position so much, Dave. I think it's more about the player. And that's part of your evaluation process of which one of these guys can come in and help you pretty quickly. For me, when I look at this team defensively, man, I would love to get another edge rusher, another guy that can put pressure on the quarterback, because for me, kind of pressure breaks the pipe. But if you don't go that spot, then you've got to build around Tyler Shuck with wide receiver, running back, tight end, and use your money in free agency to rebuild the interior offensive line where both guard spots are big need areas for you. It has not worked out with Cesar Ruiz. Hasn't worked out with him. And the other guard spot, you thought maybe Trevor Penning, well, they thought Trevor Penning could do it, but it was obvious. His technical deficiencies were not going to be fixed. So you've got to be able to use that free agency money on veteran linemen. And then in the draft, you could pick kind of across the board of where you want to go. The good news is that in this past draft, when you got Jonas Sanker at safety, and he's playing because of the injury to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Veteran Julian Blackman. Man, he's played pretty doggone good. Quincy Riley at corner. You see the maturity and what's happening with the development of Kool-Aid McKinstry at corner, Alante Taylor. The secondary has been the biggest surprise for me. in how well they played with a lot of young pieces to the puzzle here, but also two big cogs in DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan not getting any younger. You're going to have to fill those areas. So for me, build around Shuck at running back, wide receiver, and tight end via the draft. Get you a couple of free agent offensive linemen. But pass rushers, man, not a lot of them in this world that can do it really well. And that guy at Ohio State, if you had your shot at him, Arvell Reese, he would be a guy I'd have a lot of interest in.
Yeah, one of the good things about having a team that's in a rebuilding phase and is that you have a lot of needs. So
you got a lot of needs.
You really can't go best player available because you need to fill holes just all over that offense and defense. But you really think Tyler Shuck now is the Saints quarterback of the future going forward?
I've not seen – okay, because you watch him today. He's got a certain it factor about him, okay? And he's mature. And he can make all the throws for you. He's a tough guy. He's taken, you know, look at his journey. He's been scuffed up pretty good. And there is a certain spark with him that he gives you that you know, hey, that guy, if we can put enough around him, can win for us. Dave, the other part is there's, you know, certain people, because before the season, their deal was Spencer Rattler. So there's a certain group of fans, and if you do stuff like what I do, you know, and you get a text or calls, or if you're out and about, man, we should have kept Spencer Rattler. Did Spencer Rattler give you the same confidence that you see in Tyler Shuck? Now, it's a small portion size. But, man, Shuck's a different guy. And there is something people, well, you know, he's just a big guy with a strong arm. For me, that's a trait, isn't it? That's something I would want in a quarterback.
Does a big guy with a strong arm? That sounds like a good thing to me.
Yeah, but for some, oh, no. It's not about the player. It's about them being wrong. Okay, that's more of it than anything else.
I hear you.
But I think you, and I've always felt Spencer Rattler would be a really good backup in this league, but I think you really got something special in Tyler Shuck here that you can build around.
We're talking with Mike Dettillier. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about the Saints. I also want to get his thoughts on Tulane in the playoffs coming up after the news on WWL. Hey, Mike Dettillier is with us every Monday after a Saints game, for sure. And we've been talking about the Saints, and Mike, I want to get back to that and get your thoughts on the Saints being 2.5-point underdogs hosting the Panthers on Sunday. But first, let's talk about Tulane. Oh, my goodness. The Green Wave rolling into the college football playoffs for the first time ever, but are 16.5-point underdogs at Ole Miss. What do you think about this Green Wave team?
Yeah, I mean, they are a well-coached football team. John Sumprall has just done a fantastic job. You talk about a focus, and all coaches are competitive. He's ultra competitive, but he's an old school coach being a young coach, if that makes any sense. He's got a lot of kind of old school values about him, but he's adapted very quickly to this ever-changing world of college athletics and the portal and NIL, all this other stuff. And I think he's tough on his players, but also he has that other side about him and being able to relate to them extremely well. Doesn't surprise me that it's a double-digit 2-touchdown favorite by Ole Miss. The first game during the season, they got clocked. And Coach Osher and I were talking about this a little over a week ago, that I think when you get down to, like, conference championship games like we saw this past weekend and now into the that playoff format of 12, the more physical team wins. And if you watch Texas Tech BYU and you had any question Texas Tech could play or could, maybe couldn't play, you got it answered quickly. Their physicality. What Georgia did to Alabama, they beat them up front, and it wasn't a little bit of a beating. They really took it to them Indiana, Ohio State was a great watch because both teams really physical. Indiana made a few more plays than what the Buckeyes did. But all across the board, the more physical team won. And when Tulane played North Texas, jumping on them defensively, North Texas had a difficult time blocking the Green Wave defensive front. They rotate 10 guys. They play a three-man front. Very few teams in college football can throw 10 guys at you like what Tulane does. And so it'll be a different game. It's always a little different snapshot. The backdrop of this
Ole Miss has a different coach now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lane Kiffin's at LSU now, so Ole Miss is a different team, and he took a bunch of his coaches with him, but still, the odds makers are pretty good at their jobs. Does that sound right that Tulane's a 16.5 point underdog?
Yeah, to me it sounds right, and because of the fact you have two of the most dynamic offensive players in college football, and Trinidad Chambliss, great story, transfers in from Ferris State. He was going to be the backup. It was going to be Austin Simmons as the starting quarterback. Then he gets hurt, and Trinidad comes in. And I've said this before. People say, well, who do you compare Trinidad to? And I said, it's real easy. I sit next to him every Saturday for pregame. Herb Tyler. Mm-hmm. That's what he reminds me of. If Herb was playing today in that offense, you know, him and Trinidad would be the same. And, boy, they got a hammer at running back in Kawan Lacy. Texas high school guy, goes to Missouri for one year, and then Lane Kiffin and his staff brought him to Ole Miss, and he's been a difference maker at running back, and also he's a pretty good receiver coming out of backfield. But I really thought the team a year ago overall was a better team. Talent-wise, it goes to show you, Dave, sometimes maybe your most talented teams don't always win.
Mm-hmm.
And so
other issues disrupt that, yeah.
Yeah, and so the change, I think that's certainly going to be a big story. And then with Tulane, you know, you got John Summerall, really the head coach at Florida, but he's still coaching at Tulane. Man, yeah, you talk about – but that's the crazy world we live in today.
Well, we know he'll put up a fight. We know he'll put up a fight, but you think that Tulane may well be one and done in the playoffs. We'll continue our conversation with Mike Dettillier, get back to the Saints, and talk about the Panthers coming up next Sunday after this check on WWL traffic. Talking with Mike Dettillier here on WWL. Saints big victory yesterday, playing the role of spoiler and forcing the Bucs into a first-place tie with the Panthers, who come to the Dome Sunday. And, Mike, the Saints are 2.5-point underdogs. Do you expect to see Tyler Shuck running the ball as much as he did this past Sunday? And how do you like the Saints' chances?
Yeah, I think you got to use, you know, kind of – you play the game to win. All this stuff about tanking for a draft choice is ridiculous. You tank when you go to work, you know, and see how long you last there.
Well, no, and no player or coach is going to tank because they're not in their current job, they want another job down the road. So there's no way they're going to stop fighting because they want to keep working.
I don't get that mentality. Maybe that's why we got some of the issues we got today, because they do have people with that sort of – a thought process with them. The Panthers have been
very few other places do you get a better draft pick if you do a bad job, but that's another story altogether.
Yeah, exactly.
Only in the NFL.
In all of sports, if it's baseball, the whole deal. Basketball, even though there's a bit of a lottery system there. But I do think when you look at the Panthers, they're a wildly erratic team. When the Saints played them the first time, they shut down the running game of Rico Dowdle. And they said, I dare you to beat me with Bryce. Okay, Bryce Young's not going to beat us. Okay, he couldn't buy passing yards against the Saints. Then, last weekend, they went up against the hottest team in the NFL in the Rams and ended up winning. I mean, about
hot and
ride
cold,
the roller coaster.
Day and night, black or white, yeah.
It is a wild ride with them, I'm telling you. And so depends on which Panthers team. But my thing about it is they really want to run the ball. And I would go back to that formula that worked before and that shut down Rico Dowdle and say, okay, If you're going to beat us, you have Bryce Young do it. But I'm not going to let you run the football because that part of that game with the Panthers, they have leaned on heavily for wins this year. The crazy thing is, not a lot of people would have thought this late in the year, Panthers are still fighting for a playoff berth.
Yeah, they're tied for
They're basically
first place.
A dead heat with Tampa.
All right, so if Tyler Shuck runs like he did this past Sunday, you give the Saints a chance to win this one?
I think because of the matchups, I really believe down the stretch here, the Saints are going to be in a lot of close games. And the way I look at it, who is the big kind of tip the scales in big games? What position? Quarterback. Would you rather have Tyler Shuck or Bryce Young at quarterback?
Well, after yesterday, I'm thinking Tyler Shuck.
So,
thanks, Mike. We got to run. We look forward to hearing you on Second Guess starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon here on WWL. All right, we'll talk LSU and their bowl selection. Other teams turned down bowl invitations. We'll talk about it with Jeff Palermo after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.